to your descendants, I will give you all of the lands, and I will fulfill the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father.
那么两个礼拜前，我们讲到神如何与亚伯拉罕立约。后来亚伯拉罕生了儿子，神继续建立重定这个契约，就好像经文这样子说，他对亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧的地赐给你们和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘土那么多，必像东西南北发展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
And so after God renewed that covenant with Isaac, he again renewed it through Isaac's son Jacob. And so in Genesis chapter 28, well, this is where we find this piece of history. God appeared at Bethel, and he confirmed the covenant to Jacob. And he said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. And the land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your descendants. And your descendants shall be like the dust of the earth. And by you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
那么后来以撒生的儿子雅各，也就是亚伯拉罕的孙子，神重新再强调他与亚伯拉罕所立的约，就是告诉他他的子孙像地上的尘那么多，海滩的沙那么多。
Okay, and then so then God says to Jacob, he says.Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. Now, we have to understand this, that at that time, when God renewed this covenant that it began with Abraham, and he renewed it with Jacob, Jacob probably did not know that he would be going to Egypt, and that for 400 years, his descendants would then be slaves, and that that promise that God made, that covenant that God made, would lie dormant until...God confirmed it again through the life of Moses.
那么我们要注意到，神与亚伯拉罕立约，后来与以撒坚定他的契约，再与雅各再坚定他的契约。那个时候，雅各还不知道他将要进入埃及。想不到他们进入埃及以后，有400年的时间，这个黑暗的时间，他们以色列人就是雅各的后裔，变成奴隶，一直等到神。
And so,
呼召这个摩西，然后他们从黑暗当中看见了晨光。
And so we have this covenant that God made with Abraham, and it was renewed in his son Isaac, and then his son Jacob, and then there was this 400-year period of time where the covenant was never again mentioned in Scripture. And so we have to look at this because there was a time of misery in Egypt, right, for the Israelites.All the way through to the Mosaic covenant that we're going to pick up on here in a moment.
那么很奇怪的就是在这400年，神的子民为奴的时候，圣经再没有提到这个约。然后到了神呼召摩西的时候，我们才看到这个约重新出现在圣经里面。
And what happens in your life and in my life, we know this to be very true. We know that God's ways are seldom.Right? Seldom our ways. And so when we look at this whole scenario of what's happening here, we have to understand that it was God's plan to carry his covenant people through the miseries of Egypt toward the promised land.
那么我们会问，这些神的子民为什么会在埃及受那么多苦吗？其实这个问题也应用在我们今天的生活当中。你跟我在今天也碰到很多的苦难。为什么呢？因为上帝的道路跟我们不同的道路，他有他的原则。
And that principle that God had here in the Old Testament hasn't changed for us today. In fact, we find in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, it says, If we suffer with him, then we will also be glorified with him.
这个属灵的原则到了今天还没有改变，就是在罗马书八章十七节这样子说，如果我们和他，就是基督，一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And so what took place was this, after this very long, dark night, this period of time of, in Israel's history and in Israel's soul, there was this new day that God brought upon them when he began to call Moses, and then with this mighty, his mighty outstretched arm, God liberates his people from bondage.
那么在这个漫长的四百年当中呢，可以说是以色列历史当中的黑夜。也可以说整个国家的黑暗的灵魂，到了400年时间到的时候呢， 神呼召摩西好像晨光出现一样。
And we know the basic story of the Israelites. Let me just give you a couple of reminders. First of all, they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. They received food from the sky and water from the rock. And then in a 3-month period of time, they arrive at Mount Sinai.
从这个历史当中呢，我们看到神的大能的手，伸长的膀臂释放他的子民。当摩西被召以后呢，他们就经历到神的恩典，他们过红海，天上降玛拿给他们，磐石出水给他们喝。到了出埃及以后的3个月，他们到达了西乃山，神就与他们立约在那里。
And it's here at Mount Sinai where God makes a solemn covenant with Israel to confirm the covenant that he made with Abraham, that he made with Isaac, and that he made with Jacob.
也是在西乃山这个地方，神再次建立与他列祖，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神跟他们所立的约。
And then what happens if we're reading along, we jump into the book of Exodus, and virtually all of the book of Exodus, from chapters 19 through 34, we find that those chapters are concerned with the making of this covenant. And today I want us to see 3 things. First of all, I want us to see how the covenant was established. Second, I want us to see what divine promises and human conditions make up that covenant. And then third, I want us to see how it leads on in God's plan to the work of Jesus Christ in our lives.
那么神与摩西所立的约是三言两语就可以讲出来的。圣经里面从出埃及记19章一直到了34章，都是讲到这个约的内容。其实这个约里面可以有3个特征。第一就是摩西的约是如何被建立，第二就是约有2个因素，一就是神的应许，还有人的光景，然后如何引进神在基督里面的救赎的计划。
So let's take a look at this first question. This is again one of those academic areas, the information type messages here today. But we want to look at this covenant. We want to look at how this particular covenant that God made with Moses was established.
首先，我们也许可以说是从学术的观点来看看这个摩西的约，就是神跟他所立的约，是如何被建立起来呢？
And so what I'll do today is just kind of point out some main features as we go, but you might be able to find some more details listed within the chapters that I'm going to share with you.
那么今天我会跟大家分享很多的圣经，但是我是把整个架构告诉大家，让你们可以慢慢从这个架构当中去了解详细的情形。
So how was this covenant established? The first thing that we see is Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. Moses goes up for the very first time into Mount Sinai, and it's here where God announces to him the general terms of this covenant that we can find in verses 5 and 6.
那么摩西的约到底怎么样建立呢？我们可以从出埃及记第19章第3节，就是讲到摩西第一次被神呼召上到山上，从耶和华的山上，神呼召他，以下耶和华讲了很多话，这个话就是这个约的条款。
And God tells Moses here and the Israelites, if you obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my special possession, a kingdom of priests.And a holy nation.
那么这个重点是在19章第5节。现在你们若是实在听我的话，遵守我的约，你们就必在万民中做属我的产业，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做君尊的祭司和圣洁的国民。
And so after that exchange that God had with Moses, what Moses does is he just simply goes down to the bottom of Mount Sinai where the Israelites are. He reports to the people. And then in verse 8, we find where the people accept this covenant. And they say, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
那么摩西就下山把神的话语告诉以色列民。那么以色列民就回答说，凡是耶和华吩咐的，我们都要遵守。摩西就上山，又把人民的话回复了耶和华。
And then Moses goes back to God. He says, God, the people have accepted this. And in verse 9, the Lord then tells Moses, hey, listen, I'm going to come and I'm going to speak within earshot of the people so that I make sure that they believe your words.
那么神又对摩西说，看啊，我要在密云中降临到你那里，为要使人民在我与你说话的时候可以听见，也可以永远的信你。你就是摩西。
And so that's the very beginning of this covenant that God made with Moses. God said, hey, listen, if you obey and keep my commandments, here's the blessing that will come. And the people accepted. And then we find in Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 through 15, where God instructs Moses to consecrate the people.
那么这个就是约的重点，就是如果你遵守神的约，神就会赐福你们。这是人民已经应允神。话来到第十节，耶和华对摩西说：“你就下山到人民那里去，要他们今天、明天分别为圣，要他们洗净自己的衣服。第三天，他们要准备好了，因为第三天耶和华在全体人民前降临在西乃山。”
And so, what was supposed to happen here was this: that in 3 days, the people were to approach the mountain. And in that 3 days, the Lord would descend in fire and the mountain would be wrapped up in smoke. And so then God calls Moses to the top, we can find that in verse 20, and then sends him down again with the warning to the people to make sure that they do not break through and eventually perish.
那么神讲了这句话以后，第三天神就降在山顶。那个时候有雷声、闪电、密云，然后在呼召摩西上山，他就上去了。
And then God himself addresses the people in chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, and it's here where he gives the Ten Commandments. And so what happens was this. The people were so terrified at the voice of God that in verses 18 and 19, they pleaded with Moses.
那么摩西就跟着这长老去山上见到耶和华，山上有冒烟、雷轰、闪电、脚声，所有的民众听到了以后都发抖。
And they said, "You speak to us, and we will hear, but let not God speak to us, lest we die."
就在山上，神就颁布这个十诫。这是人民听到神的话语的话，他就对摩西说：“我求你跟我说话，不要让上帝跟我说话，因为我恐怕会死亡。”
And so then in chapter 20, verse 21, what happens here is Moses draws near to that thick darkness. Remember the smoke that was taking place. And he receives the rest of the ordinances from the Lord. And these are the ones that are given in chapters 21 through 23. And they include a lot more specifics about the Ten Commandments.
那么当神颁布十诫以后，摩西就挨近神，到了一个阴暗之处，在那里接受更多在月中的指示，就是十诫以外的律例典章。
And so what we're doing here, again, remember, we're trying to figure out how this covenant was established, okay? And so we move along in the history and in their timing of the Israelites, and we move into Exodus chapter 24, verses 1 through 2, and this is where God tells Moses to get the priests and the elders and to come up to the mountain.
那么我们就看看这个历史，就记载在出埃及记24章第一到第二节，就是讲到摩西爱敬神的时候，就是他一个人爱敬神，所有的祭司跟长老就在后面。
And before he does that, we find in verse 3 that Moses reports all of the ordinances that had just been given to the people, and again they accept the terms of this covenant with these words, all of the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do. Now this is the second time they've accepted the words of the Lord here.
那么摩西就下山，把他所领受的律例典章告诉百姓，百姓就同声回答，记得这是第二次同声回答，耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵守。
And then Moses, according to their responsibility, their routine, their rituals, he writes the words that he had received in a book, then he builds an altar, he sacrifices several oxen, and he seals the covenant that the people have now agreed upon twice with blood.
那么摩西就照着神的吩咐，把所领受到的律例典章写下来， 然后在山下筑了一座坛，奉献牛做燔祭，以血来封这个月，还把血撒在坛上，念这个书给百姓听。
And so here with the sealing of this covenant with blood, what Moses did is he threw some blood on the altar, then he read the book to the people, and then he threw some of that blood from the oxen out onto the people. And so the implication here is this. It's probably that the people are taking an oath that if they break the covenant, what Moses was saying here was this, that their blood would be shed like the oxen's and it will be from their own head.
那么这个把血撒在坛上的属灵意义就是这个百姓向神起誓，起誓什么呢？就是若不照这个书上所行，他们人不必流血，好像这个牛一样。这个就是立约的凭据。
And so then what happens after Moses goes through the reading the book and the throwing the blood around a little bit, finally he takes the elders, he takes the priest like God had instructed him. We can find this in Exodus 24 verses 9 through 10. Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders went up to the mountain partway and had a feast, and it's there that they saw God's glory.
那当摩西照着神的吩咐筑了坛，献了燔祭，把血把这个月封起来以后，他就带着几个祭司，就是亚伦、拿达、亚比布跟以色列中的七十个长老，一直到山上见耶和华。他们在半途当中就观看到神的荣耀，他们又吃又喝。
And then in verse 12 we find where God says, "Hey Moses, listen, I want you to come up a little bit further. I want to be able to give you the tables of stone that I've written myself." And so Moses went up in the cloud, verse 18, and he remained there for 40 days.
那么神叫摩西一个人上来与他说话，说完话以后呢，上帝就把他自己手写的石板交给摩西。然后圣经说，摩西进入云中上山，在山上40昼夜。
And then if we were reading along, we're going to skip quite a bit here, but chapters 25 through 31 gives the message that God spoke to Moses, and mainly what this message was the plan for the tabernacle to be built, and then for the ministry that the priest would be a part of.
那么除了十诫以后，到底上帝跟摩西讲了什么话呢？讲了很多很多的话，记载在出埃及记25章一直到31章。所有这些章节的内容都是牵涉到建造会幕跟祭司的职事。
And so at the end of, or in the middle of verse, or chapter 31, we find that God gave Moses the two tablets of testimony, or the tables of testimony, in order for him to carry back to the people. And what we find here was during this 40-day period of time where Moses was with God, when he came down, the people had already broken their covenant promise that they had agreed to with God.
四十昼夜以后，摩西就下山，把两块法板交给他的百姓，把神签订的约书交给他们。但是在这个四十天以内，神的子民做了一个非常卑劣的事，就是他们很快的偏离上帝吩咐的道，自己筑了一只牛犊，向他下拜献祭。
And God says to them in chapter 32, verse 8, he says, "They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I have commanded them."
圣经还讲到他们快快地偏离我的道。
And so God, what God wanted to do, he was just fed up with them, right? I mean, there had been a long, long story with the Israelites, and God was just fed up. They had made a covenant, they agreed to it twice, and God was fed up. But what Moses did here, he prayed to God, and he prayed for the people, and because of Moses' prayer, God withheld his destruction.
那么摩西就感觉到这些百姓已经得罪了耶和华了。但是他是爱他的民众，他说他恳求耶和华不要向百姓发烈怒，也不要灭绝他们。
Now, after that, what happened was this. Moses was a little angry. He was a little ticked off. And so he came down from the mountain and he smashed the two tablets of the covenant in order to show the people how they had broken this covenant that they agreed to with God.
那么摩西说，我要亲眼看看到底这些子民做了什么事情，于是他挨近营前 看见这个牛犊，看见这些男女在那边跳舞，于是摩西大发烈怒，把两块板扔在山下摔碎了。
Now there was a little bit of destruction. The nation as a whole was spared because of Moses' prayer. But we need to know that we can find in chapter 32 that the sons of Levi, they went through the community and they slaughtered 3,000 men. And it's also here in verse 35 that we find where God sends a plague. But again, the nation as a whole is spared because of Moses' prayer.
但是神的圣洁跟公义是不可侵犯的。所以神就兴起，叫摩西兴起立位的子孙，在同一天一天之内杀了3000个拜偶像的人，耶和华也追讨他们的罪，因为这个缘故，以色列国就可以得到保存。原因是因为摩西为他的子民代祷。
So we have a question here that we want to take a look at, because if we're studying this covenant idea, what becomes of the covenant? I mean.It was broken by the people from a moral standard. It was broken physically by Moses when he broke it. And so what happens with this covenant?
那么我们必须问到底这个约是什么一回事情呢？他的子民已经毁坏了这个约，摩西也毁坏了这两个石板，到底这里有带来什么属灵的意义呢？
Now, if this covenant...had been based on, this is going to connect with the end part of the message here today. If this covenant was based on works or based on strict justice alone, the entire community of Israel would have been done for.
这个就是我们今天所讲的重点。如果这个约是建立在人的行为、人的公义上面，没有一人在神的面前可以站立得住，一切都要完了。好像这个石板碎掉一样。
But what did God do? What did God do in this situation? Even though the people broke the covenant, even though the physical covenant, the tablets were broken now, what does God do? God, in this moment, again, we're going to get to it in a little bit, but God shows his grace because this covenant is based on grace, not works and not justice.
那么人虽然是被约，但是神是信实的，他没有被他的约。他用恩典来再次建立他的约，用他的话语和恩慈更新他的约。
And so God, because of his love for his people, and so God, because of his grace for his people, he renews this covenant again, and he uses the words which make this gracious foundation clear in Exodus chapter 34, verse 1. God tells Moses to make a new set of stone tablets and to come up again.
从出埃及记34章到1到7节，我们能看到神怎么样去重新建立他恩典的约呢？就是在这个出埃及记第34章第1节讲到，耶和华吩咐摩西，你要凿出两块石板，和先前摔碎的那两块一样。
And so in verses 6 and 7 of chapter 34, what happens is this. God reveals himself to Moses.And the basis of the renewed covenant is found in these words. When God said, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, who is slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands.
那么耶和华怎么样用他的话语，用他的慈爱来更新这个约呢？就在出埃及记34章第6、第7节。耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、是有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。”
And this merciful and this gracious and this loving God forgives iniquity, forgives the transgressions, and forgives sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and to the fourth generation.
但是我们神还是公义的，虽然赦免百姓的罪，但是他说万不以有罪为无罪，他必追讨他的罪，至父及子，直到三四代。
And so God's saying, listen, I'm full of grace, I'm full of mercy, I'm full of love, and I will forgive you But here's the deal. You've got to make sure your people, Moses, are straightening out and following after righteousness. And we find in verse 9 where Moses pleads with God. And he said, pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us for your inheritance.
那么再次跟摩西说，这个约是一个有条件的约，你要得到这些怜悯，你要得到这些恩典，你要得到赦免之恩的话，你一定要遵守这个约。
And God responds to him in that grace and that love, and he says, behold, I will make a new covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels such as have not been wrought in all the earth or in any nation.
所以耶和华回应摩西说，我要立约，要在百姓前面行奇妙的事，是要遍地万国所未曾行过的。在你们视为的外邦人，就要看耶和华的作为，因为我向你所行的是可畏的事。
And he tells Moses at the very last meeting on Mount Sinai, he says, Moses, I want you to write these words. In accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
那么在摩西跟神最后一次在西乃山见面的时候，有这样子一个结论。耶和华吩咐摩西说，你要将这些话写上，因为我是按这些话与你和以色列立约。
And after that, another 40 days that Moses spent with God, he came down from that mountain, and the Bible tells us that his face was shining because of his time with God. And what happens, friends, is as we kind of go through that verse-by-verse approach, we see how this covenant was established with the people of Israel.
那么摩西在耶和华里四十昼夜也不吃也不喝，耶和华将这些话的十条诫命写在两块新的纸板上面，摩西手里拿着两块法板，西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮因耶和华和他说话的缘故就发光。
So as we can see where that covenant was established, we can move on to our second question here that I want to address here this afternoon, and it's this. What are the divine promises and what are the human conditions of this covenant? What does God commit himself to do and what does he require of us as part of his covenant people?
那么到此为止，我们也知道神向他的子民透过摩西奠定了圣约。所以第二个问题就是说，约中神里面有什么的应许呢？在约中人的光景是怎么样呢？
Well, let's take a look at the promises first. So we want to start with the promises that God gives to us. I'm going to give you only five. There are at least five promises here, but let me just give you five today. Then we'll move on to the conditions and what God expects of us.
那么回答这个问题，约中神的应许是怎么样呢？我们就集中在应许这两个字上。今天我可以把这个应许分成五项跟大家分享。
So the first promise that God gives to us, gives to his people, is that Israel will be God's prized possession.
这个应许就是以色列是神看为有价值的产业。
In Exodus 19:5, it's here where we find that God says, listen, if you obey my voice, if you will keep my covenant, you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.
出埃及记十九章第五节，如今你们若实在听我，从我的话遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
And it's here we know that when God mentions that all the earth is his, he mentions it in order to show that when he calls Israel his own possession, he means more than just kind of the general taking care of or the authority that he has over the world.
当这节圣经说万民要做属我的子民，这个属我的子民呢，是超过我们一般的领会，就是神是不单单是看顾我们，这里讲的全地都是我的，是直到他的权柄统管全世界。
And what he's communicating with the people of Israel is that he will be Israel's God and that they will be his possession in a very special way. And they will have all of the blessings beyond other nations. They will be truly God's prized possessions if they keep his covenant.
那么这个属于我这个字跟全地都 是我的，有更深层的意义，就是第一，他是以色列的神，然后以色列是他特选的产业，所有的福气比万国还要多。
Now the second promise is this. Again, we go back to Exodus 19, verse 6. The second promise is that Israel will be a kingdom of royal priests.
所以他们是神眼中宝贵的产业，只有他们这个月。我们来到第二个应许，就是以色列是国度中君尊的祭司。
And perhaps one of the most striking privileges of the priest in the scripture that we can find is that they had intimate access to God. They drew near on behalf of all the other people.
当神说你们要归我做祭司国度，那么这句话就给我们一个领会，就是这是一个惊人的特权，就是这些神的子民可以亲近神。
And you know, when we think about inheritance, we tend to think about money, we tend to think about property, we tend to think about possessions. But when we look at the priests, their inheritance was not land, it was not possessions, it was not money, but it was the Lord himself.
当我们想到产业的时候，我们就想到一块地，一些钱财。但是这些利未人，这些神的祭司的话呢，他的产业就是上帝自己。
And so what God was saying here was this, it's not going to be just the priests that will inherit all that I have, but it will be for everybody, the entire nation.
上帝的意思就是说，这些产业呢，不是光光为了这个祭司而设立的，乃是为了全国所有的子民，所有的人民所设立的。
And so when God calls them a royal priesthood,This heightens the privilege in the hearts and the minds and the lives of the people of Israel.
So, this 高峰就是在这里。神召他的子民成为他国度中军中的祭司，这种特权是没有其他特权可以跟他比的。
And the truth for them then, and the truth for us today is this: that there is no greater privilege.
这种特权是世界上所有的特权都比不上。
Than to have intimate access to the King of the Universe.
你想想看，我们有这个权柄去亲自亲近神，这个是何等的特权。
Now the third promise is found in verse 6 as well. It's again the promise of the covenant, and it says this: that Israel will also be a holy nation.
第三个应许，以色列是圣洁的国度。
And when God said that about Israel being a holy nation, they were going to be holy in two different senses.
那么这个圣洁呢，有两方面的意义。
So first of all, Israel would be set apart. That's really what, when we talk about holiness, that's what we really are referring to, that they would be set apart and that they would be distinguished from all other people.
第一个就是分别为圣，要他们从万民当中区别出来。
And then the second sense that is meant here is that Israel would be granted a moral likeness to God himself.
这个应许就是以色列民被赋予上帝道德的形象，就是与神的属性有份。
It meant that Israel would share in the character of God. Be holy, for I am holy, as we can read in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2.
神一切的丰盛，一切的属性，都是给他的子民以色列人。
And so here again, if Israel keeps the covenant with God, Israel will have this all-satisfying privilege of likeness to God, and Israel will be a holy nation.
这个条件就是以色列民必须要守他们的约，他必须得着，就会必得着那令人满足的特权。就是向上帝。
Well, here's the fourth promise as a part of this covenant. And the fourth promise, is that God will defend Israel from all of her enemies.
这个特权就是向上帝，就是一个圣洁国度一个表现。然后我们到了第四个应许，神必保护防御以色列，免受众敌攻击。
And so if we jump ahead to Exodus chapter 23, verse 22, here's what God says. He says, But if you hearken attentively to his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries.
出埃及记23章22节， 你若实在听从你，就是神派他去跟他讲话那个使者，你的话照着我一切所说的去行，我就向你的仇敌做仇敌，向你的敌人做敌人。
And this is real simple for us today, right? Anybody who opposes Israel will have to deal with the Almighty God.
这个就是很简单，哪一个人，哪一个国家跟以色列敌对，他就等于得罪了神。
And then finally, the fifth part of the promise here is this. As the foundation to everything else, God promises to be merciful and gracious and to forgive iniquities and to forgive transgressions of sins.
那么第五个应许呢，也是一个最基本的、最基础性的应许，就是神应许怜悯、恩典、赦免罪孽过犯，都会被饶恕。
Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7 are perhaps among the sweetest gospel words in all of Scripture. The fact that they came from Mount Sinai and not Mount Calvary, the fact that they prefaced the Ten Commandments is powerful for us.
那么出埃及记34章第6、第7节也可以说是圣经当中，特别是旧约当中一个最甜蜜的福音。这个应许是从哪里来呢？是从西乃山而来，不是从加勒山而来。
What these verses say to us is that the message of Christ and the message of Moses are the very same message of the gospel of grace.
那么旧约的西乃山跟十诫，新约的加勒山与福音书，就把这个基督的信息呢，跟摩西的信息。
The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. That verse I read to you before is powerful for us.
那么这个甜蜜的金句是这样子说：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、是有恩典的上帝，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And so this fifth great promise of the Mosaic covenant is that God will treat Israel with that mercy, with that grace, and will forgive her of her sins if she keeps the covenant.
所以这个最宝贵的第五个应许呢，就是神应许赐给他们恩典，赐给他们赦罪之恩，除去他们的罪孽。
And what happens here, if we were to jump back, we're not going to, but all five of these divine promises of the Mosaic covenant reconfirm the covenant that God established with Abraham.
那么这五个应许呢，就再次坚定神所跟亚伯拉罕所立的约没有落空。
But in this part of the covenant,
但是在这一个部分的约呢？
We find that all the promises will be fulfilled, but they're dependent upon certain conditions being fulfilled by the people.
但是这个约呢，并不是单向的，乃是双性的。它有一个条件，就是子民要做一些东西。
Let me share three of those conditions with you today.
那么我就把这三个条件告诉大家。
First of all, we need to know that the covenant was founded on grace and it offers forgiveness.
第二个我们要了解的就是这个约是从恩典而来的赦免，是约的最基础的部分。
And we need to make sure that when we look at the condition here, that we don't misunderstand the condition and interpret it, meaning that there's a sinless perfection that should be a part of us. Because the Mosaic covenant does not teach that if you commit a sin, then you forfeit all the covenant blessings.
那么这个约就告诉我们，人有他的责任，但是他没有说到，如果我们背了约以后呢，神的恩典就会取消。
The Mosaic covenant teaches us that it's about grace, and that grace will cover all of those transgressions and sins.
最重要的重点就是整个摩西的律法约当中，神的恩典是占首位。
The second piece here is that the covenant is founded on loving God, and it's not about us earning grace.
第二条件就是讲到这个约是建立在神的爱的当中，不是靠人的努力去赚取回来的。
So in Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, right in the midst of the Ten Commandments, it says, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, then to the third and to the fourth generations of those who hate me. But I will continue to show my steadfast love and mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments.
这个恩典的观念就在出埃及记二十章第五到第六节，也是十诫中的一部分。这样子说，因为我耶和华神是祭邪的神，恨的我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三世代。爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
And so what happens here is this: is if Israel will hold to this part of the covenant of loving God, what we would find is that the love of God would inevitably flow out this obedience into the lives of his people in order to be obedient to his word.
那么这个守约要爱神，这个爱呢，就是指到没有一样东西可以在人的心中取代神的地位。这个真的爱神呢，就会自然的流入一个不可避免的顺服。
And then the third condition here is about Israel's failure of unbelief.
好的，我们看到。就是历史当中我们看到一而再再而三以色列民背叛不信上帝。
And so if we were reading through the story of the Israelites today, we would find that again and again in the Old Testament, the rebellion of Israel against the covenant is always traced back to a level of unbelief in their hearts and minds.
那么人的背叛在圣经里面有很多的篇幅讲到这里，但是最终的原因就是因为他的心不爱神。
For example, Psalm 78 verse 22 looks back and says that God's anger flamed against Israel in the wilderness because they had no faith in God and did not trust in his saving power.
那么以色列民在旷野的时候，神的震怒向他们发作，然后我们回头追溯他的原因呢，就是在诗篇七十八篇第二十二节，因为他们不信服神，不依靠他的救恩。
And then we would find in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 19 that tells us that the reason the wilderness generation of the Israelites did not enter into the promised land was simply because of their unbelief.
然后我们跳到新约的时候，我们就了解到为什么以色列人不能进入应许之地呢？希伯来书三章十九节，这样我们就看出来，他们不能进入就是迦南美地，是因不信的缘故。
And so here, what we're finding is that there are at least three reasons to conclude that the basic condition required from Israel is nothing more than faith in God.
那么我们可以做这个结论，我们可以分三点来讨论，但是总合起来。就是因为他们没有信心，他们不相信上帝。
First, we know that forgiveness can only be received by faith.
我们知道要守这个约，一定是靠我们的信心，不是靠行为。
Second, God promises mercy to all those who love Him.
第二点就是神应许他的怜悯，就是给那些爱我、守诫命的人。
And again, the third piece here is that.Numerous times in the Old and New Testament, passages tell us that the root of Israel's disobedience was her failure to trust in God.
那么从不但旧约，还有新约，以色列民，就是今天的基督徒，包括在内，也背叛了神。他的根本的原因呢，就是不顺服，不信靠耶和华。
And so what we know here is this, that the obedience required in the Mosaic covenant is the obedience that will come into our lives through faith.
那么信心是有，是信靠顺服是有信心而生，而摩西的约的守约的条件，这条件的途径就是要听从耶和华的话。
All right, so let me just kind of wrap this up for us today and answer the third question. How can so much grace come from this covenant?
那么我们要问一个问题，作为我们今天讲到的结束，就是为什么有那么丰富、那么大的恩典从这个摩西的约里面 可以流露出来呢？
How can a righteous God simply forgive iniquity and transgression and sin?
那么我们好像不信主的人问，为什么上帝又那么麻烦呢？你就赦免这些人就算了吗？
How can a judge just let guilty sinners go free?
但是我们要问，为什么如何一个公义的审判官怎么样可以令一个犯法的人就这样子不受审判呢？
Surely the sacrifices of the bulls and the goats are no just satisfaction for all the dishonor that's heaped upon God's name by Israel's sin.
那么在七月的时候，以色列民一年一次，一年一天啊，常常就把牛羊献给上帝，好像也不能完完全全满足神的心意。
How can so much grace come by this covenant is our question, and the answer for us lies in the future.
那么为什么那么多恩典从这个约可以提炼出来呢？答案就是在这个约以后那个未来。
Isaiah probably saw it most clearly when he said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone onto his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
那么，以赛亚书五十三章里面有一段话就讲得很清楚。他说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人都的罪孽都归在他的身上。
And again, we just simply ask, how in the world could a just God under the Mosaic law be so gracious and forgive so freely? Friends, listen, the answer for us today is this. It's simple. It's because he loves us.
那么我们就奇怪，为什么神给那么多恩典，人有那么重的罪孽，神还是赦免我们呢？答案只有一个很简单的。答案就是神爱我们。
And so the answer here that lies in the future is the reality that God looked forward, even though Israel was defiant and disobedient, he looked forward to the coming of his son and the sacrifice that repairs all the injury done to God's honor through the disobedience of his people.
当以色列人愚昧没有无知的时候，神已经为他们预备了救恩，就是神的儿子降临在十字架上。
Friends, listen. Here's the truth of this for us. There could have been no covenant made with Abraham. There could have been no covenant made with Moses. And there would have been no covenant without the coming of Jesus Christ. What was freely given under Moses was purchased through the covenant of Christ.
那么回头一看的时候，我们就可以这样说。如果没有基督，就没有旧约中的约；如果没有基督，就没有新约中的新约。这个神给摩西的礼物啊，就是基督为我们付出代价。
And if we want a fresh glimpse today of Jesus to help us trust him and to love him and obey him, we want to consider two things.
所以，如果我们今天要顺服基督，要信基督，我们要记住两。
First of all, every forgiven sin from the time of Adam to the end of the age was laid on the innocent Christ, and it was crushed on him to the pit of hell.
首先，我们要知道，从亚当一直到了末世最后一个人，所有的罪孽都压在耶稣基督的身上。
And he accepted it willingly for the glory of his Father and the good of his people.
但是我们的主耶稣基督为了荣耀神，他愿意担当我们的过犯，我们的罪孽，这些都像重担一样压在他的肩头上。
And the second fresh glimpse of Jesus that we see here is that if we trust him and follow him in obedience of faith, then we too are the heirs not only to God's covenant with Abraham but also through God's covenant he made with Moses.
我们要记得的就是这个信靠跟随服基督呢，就成为我们约的承受者，神，我们就成为神最珍贵的产业。
We too, friends, are God's special possession.
不但是以色列民，今天我们也是神的产业。
We too are a kingdom of priests.
今天我们也是君尊的祭司。
And we too are a holy nation.
教会也是圣洁的国度。
And the question for us today is this: What do we do with this love that God has for us and that He has displayed to us throughout all of the covenants that we've been looking at over the last number of weeks?
那么过去我们好几个礼拜看到神跟我们立约，到底这些约最后在集中在什么地方呢？
What do we do with the love that He's expressed, and how do we acknowledge that love? I think He gives us the answer in Scripture when He says, hey, listen, what I want you to do is I want you to come together from time to time, and I want you to remember me.
那么这个神的恩典就要我们记住他下面讲那句话。
He tells us in His Word in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that Jesus, on the night that He is betrayed, He took bread and He gave thanks. And that when we take that bread, we're remembering the body that was crushed because He loved us.
那么每个月我们在这里守主的晚餐，当我们擘饼的时候，我们就想到这个饼一擘开的时候呢，就预表了上帝基督的身体擘开，为我们的罪流血舍命。
And then He tells us that after supper,
然后饭后,
he took a cup and he said, this cup is a new covenant. It's the Christ covenant that brings all these covenants together. And I want you to drink this and remember the blood that was spilled out for you because I loved you.
饭后，基督就拿起杯来说，这杯是我跟你们所立的新约。这个新约就是所有旧约所有的约的总和，就是告诉我们他的身体裂开，他的血已经流出来，为了我们的赦罪，我们的称义。
And he tells us here in this 1 Corinthians 11 passage that whenever we eat of this body,
所以在哥林多书信里面，
whenever we drink of this cup,
讲到我们当领受这个杯的时候，
that what we are doing is we are proclaiming Christ's death until He comes back for us.
当我们纪念主的时候，我们拿起这个杯，拿起这个饼，是要我们纪念他的死，直到他再来。
I wonder today if we might share in communion, and I wonder today if we might spend just a couple of moments right where you're at.In just a reflective, meditative thought and prayer, and so that when we come to share in communion together, that we would have made sure that our heart and our mind are right, and that we understand how these covenants all come together in the new covenant of Jesus Christ.
当我们领受主的身体、主的杯以前，我们有一段时间去省察我们自己，好像我们能够。守节清心的来到主的座子前面领受他的恩惠。
I'm going to ask our pianist to come if you would, and I'm just going to ask those of you here just to spend some time in quiet prayer, and then I'll direct us to receive communion here in just a few moments.
在世情的弟兄姐妹能够到台前来，在这个音乐当中，我们自己反省，思想主给我们的答案。
God, we come before you this morning, this afternoon, and we just ask that you would quiet our hearts and our minds at this moment.
主啊，你来到我们的中间，你安静我们的心。
And God, I pray that you would help us to see how all these covenants just come together in this new covenant, this Christ covenant that we celebrate with today.
你让我们看到旧约所有的约最后就集中在这个新约这个杯上面。
Move in our hearts this afternoon, we pray, God.
清洁我们的良心。